Kimber Ralstead is the administrator for Cook County Hospital and Care Center, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Kimber.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, okay, looks like you had a busy board meeting. Let's talk about the facility planning, because I know you did. That was on a couple of places on your agenda.
Oh, yes. Well, and it was just actually trying to give everybody an update as to what we've been doing. And last Friday, we had a meeting with USDA and AgStar. That's a group that we're working with for financing. And we had Bolt Construction. We had DSGW. And just kind of looking at where the processes are and, you know, how you have to jump through various hoops that the USDA has and make sure that you give all the information. So we're working on that, and Bolt and DSGW are working because they want to start going out for bid in late April, so in about a month from now.
Are you a little over budget on this?
Well, actually, they still are. They're still looking at places where we're saying, no, you have to go back and cut. We've come back and said it's 22.5, period. That's all we're doing.
You're not budging on that one, huh? Okay.
That's it. And we did actually increase. We had had what we had started with, and then the board had several months ago, if people may recall, the two-stall ambulance garage, additional footage in the patient rooms, and then also the drive-through or drive-under canopy. We don't want to drive-through it, but drive-under canopy. And then one of the things that we just had not anticipated was the need to have a generator that can take care of the full campus, and that includes CT, et cetera. And so that was a fairly major impact. It's something that we've talked about in the past doing, but just didn't think we'd have to do it. Mm-hmm. And so that actually added to the cost.
Okay. Speaking of energy, you had a... you're still talking about biomass, right?
Yes. Well, the biomass group is still out there and talking and looking at this project again. And I believe everybody knows that we use a lot of hot water.
And yes, you do.
Yes, we do. And that's how we obviously heat the majority of our building at this time. And so over a year ago, they had given us a proposal and a contract. I know they're in the process of revising that, but they had asked a year ago. I had gone through it and said, here are some of my questions, concerns, et cetera. And this time they asked me to actually write those down, so I did that. And I figured if I was going to do that, I needed to share it also with our board. So I shared that information, and I know the biomass group is working on updating their information and being able to share updated information, numbers, et cetera, with us hopefully in the near future.
Okay, well, let's talk about something which I'm sure was a lot of fun, the Care Center 50th Anniversary Open House.
It very much was. We had, and Kay and the people in activities and all of our staff did a great job, but we have some scrapbooks that I think are just great to look at. I can go back, people, I've only been here 5 years, but I can go and see people 20, 30 years ago and see pictures of them, and it is just a hoot.
Sounds good. And, okay, what about, you're going to have a retreat, a strategic planning retreat. What's all that about?
Well, as you've seen in our board packets, we have a strategic plan. And one of the things that's good to do is to update our strategic plan on a periodic basis. And we are also required by Medicare to have an annual plan review. And so we're going to have a strategic planning retreat May 22nd. We're not sure where yet. Our first issue was to get a date that I could get everybody there, and I found that. And so now we have to figure out where and exact times and all that, but that'll be coming up.
Okay. Well, sounds like a busy agenda. We've been speaking with Kimber Ralstead. She is the administrator for the Cook County Hospital and Care Center. Thanks much for joining us this morning, Kimber.
Thank you, Jay.